Hi, my name is Aaron, and this is my reflection. At the end of this year, our project First Step was podcast. We interviewed many people who taught us about what it takes to be successful. The project of interviewing people was something I thought I would never experience. When talking to people, they gave us very educated answers. For example, Mr. Solano taught us to just go for what we believe in. If we wanted to have a certain career, we should just go for it. Mr. Solano wanted to be a language arts teacher, so he took the time and effort to make his dream happen. Mr. Draghi taught us that working smart is just as important as working hard. If you don't work smart, it will take you longer to do a task. Working hard isn't the only thing that matters in an occupation. I learned many pieces of information that I can continue to carry through my life. The guest I found most influential was Mr. Paraleone. Mr. Paraleone didn't enjoy school very much and just passed his classes. He couldn't bear to sit in a classroom all day, so he decided to go to a technical school. There he studied electricity and soon went on to college. He only did college for a short time before pursuing his career as an lineman for the Wallingford Electric Division. Mr. Paraleone was the most inspiring to me because he taught me many things during his interview and has a great definition of success. While he was talking to us, he was very professional and talked to us like adults. He showed us that he enjoys his job so much he didn't know what else he would be doing. Mr. Paraleone told us that you have to be good at your job in order to keep it. If you suck at what you do, you won't be able to continue working. Mr. Paraleone's definition of success really inspired me. He started off by saying how people today don't want to work and are always on their phones. Hard work, effort, and willingness to put in the time is what he said success is. Most people want to sit behind a computer and press buttons, but everyone can't do that. Mr. Paraleone's definition of success is very relatable to kids growing up today. He was the most influential person in my eyes. My definition of success is hard work and perseverance. A few people we interviewed said that success comes from hard work. I totally agreed with them. You can't just expect stuff to come to you. You have to work hard and continue to work hard if you want to have outcomes. Perseverance is also a big part of success in my opinion. If you were to try something once and then give up, what is that going to do? You have to try again and again to be able to succeed. As William Edward Hickson once said, if at first you don't succeed, try again. In conclusion, through the past few interviews, I have been filled with knowledge on success. I've learned that you should follow your dreams no matter what and to work hard as well as smart. I've learned from Mr. Paraleone that success doesn't mean sitting behind a computer for everyone. People need to work hard and put the effort into their job. Mr. Paraleone was very influential and inspirational to me. After all the interviews, I've created a personal definition of success. Success is working hard and having perseverance. I believe if you don't have these traits, it would be very hard to become successful today.
Hi, my name is Gianna, and this is my reflection. During the past unit in STEP, we have been able to hear from many successful individuals on what success means to them. Knowing what is important to become successful is and will continue to be very valuable to us. Every person we were able to interview had a different answer to the question, what do you think it takes to be successful today? Though their answers varied, the common theme was hard work. All those interviewed agreed that real hard work was the key to success. All of the individuals we were able to interview were successful, and every one of them worked hard to get to where they are today. As STEP students, we are considered gifted students. However, in order to be truly successful, we need to put in hard work. This advice will help us tremendously as we go into high school. I learned from our many interviews that success is not something that comes without failure. Many of our guests experienced this firsthand. Though many times failure is looked at as something bad, we are reminded that all failures are learning experiences and we can only grow from our failures. I have learned that no matter what obstacles life may throw at me, if I work hard and have confidence in myself, I can get through it and achieve whatever I desire. I found the most inspiring and influential guest to be Gary Draghi, the Chief Investment Officer of the City of Hartford. Gary Draghi grew up in the town of Wallingford, Connecticut, and attended the University of Connecticut. Gary Draghi had tremendously hardworking parents as role models, but was the first in his immediate family to attend college. This meant he had to pave his own path. He advocated for himself for his entire career and puts hard work into everything he attempts. He has overcome any obstacles that have been thrown at him during his career. Gary Draghi inspires us to work toward our goals. Gary Draghi made sure that when talking to us, he had a clear message. If you apply yourself and focus on your goals, you can achieve anything. When interviewing with us, Mr. Draghi let us know that finding what you can be successful at is very important. He told us to use our resources wisely and find what we can succeed in. Finding what we like to do and what we can be prosperous at is a very important part of finding success. When asked to describe his job, Mr. Draghi said, "It's almost like being a ship captain." He continued to tell us, "A ship captain can't do everything himself. A ship is too big, but he can rely on other folks and rely on the fact that hopefully the ship is built right and envisioned to work right, and the weather hopefully doesn't get too stormy. But if it does, everybody knows what they're supposed to do, and you have the right things at hand to get through all that." Through this analogy, Mr. Draghi reminds us that teamwork and being an active member of a group can be exactly what's needed to succeed in life. When asked what helped him build confidence in his career, Mr. Draghi answered, "I think failing." He then continued to tell us that failure should be used for learning and should be used as motivation for the future. When asked the final question, "What is the key to success?" he answered, "The key to success is really having a certain amount of confidence in yourself, even when you're not feeling confident. Every step of the way, as you move on through your life, you're always up against something bigger and harder than it was before, and you never know that you're going to succeed. You only hope you're going to succeed." This answer is one that I believe should be very emphasized. There will be many challenges in life. Having enough confidence in ourselves is the only way to get through them. I find this advice to be the most helpful, knowing that there are many challenges to come our way in the future. Success is something that can be defined in many ways. To me, success can be defined as being fulfilled in your life and career. Everybody has different interests and passions. This means that everybody has a different road to success. Finding what you're interested in is half the battle. Once you know what you love to do, you can apply yourself completely to it and put in hard work to accomplish as much as you can in your field. What we have learned from the many successful men and women to come in and speak with us is that when on the road to success, you have to have courage and use your failures as opportunities to learn and grow. We have been given a great advantage by being able to hear from all of these successful people we interviewed. We now know what it takes to be successful, and it is up to us to use the information to our advantage and be the most successful we can be.
My name is Macy Bukhari, and this is my reflection. The key to success is relative based on your perspective of achievement. I think success is based off of work ethic, responsibility, and respectability. I've learned all of these things through a series of influential speakers who came to give me and my step class advice on success in the real world. If you work for something and devote yourself entirely, then you are on a path to success. If you put in all of your effort, all of your energy, hope, and designate all of your passion towards one thing to help improve upon yourself, success is yours. I have learned that success is not granted to you. You have to earn everything. It's not easy to be successful, but everyone is in their own way. I learned that there are small successes in life that should not be taken for granted. Your first job, a good grade. Everything matters if you want to head down a path that will lead you to bigger successes, a promotion, or getting into college or trade school. Success is whatever you want it to be, even if it's a small success. Some say family is the key to success. Some say the people around you are. And some believe that the only thing that can determine your success is you. Your every action leads to your future, your success, and your well-being. I think that everyone who came in to speak to our success... I believe that everyone who came in to speak to our step class was correct in a way, but I am yet to understand it all. The guest who inspired me the most was my father, Antonino Bukhari. I think my dad has been very successful in his career and in life, and I aspire to share the same successes. My dad graduated from University of Hartford and went on to be an electrical engineer at United Illuminating Company. He worked there for 14 years before he was promoted to director of his division. My dad is strong and confident, so when he was no longer happy there, after 17 years in the same office with the same people, my dad quit to become general manager of the Wallingford Electric Division. My Nana and Nano, who are immigrants from Sicily, Italy, came to America, the land of opportunity. They did not know a word of English, and my grandma worked several jobs in order to provide for my father and his two siblings. She went in restaurants before hours to clean and was there for hours. My dad, uncle, and aunt walked themselves to school every morning after helping my Nana. My dad stayed back in kindergarten because he could not speak a word of English. Now, since I live in a family of hard workers, my dad has the advantage of speaking two languages and being in charge of an entire electric division. Of course, my dad's education and career are not his only successes. My dad has a beautiful house, a lake house, my two sisters and I, our puppy, and his beautiful wife. all because my dad put in the effort to get where he is today, to provide for our family, and to make us all happy. My dad is a great man, and I think his image of success is a beautiful one. In my opinion, success is something you work for. Nothing is ever handed to you. I think that no one else has the ability to inflict upon your success unless you, if you are brave enough not to let them. I believe that you have to be respectable, I believe that you have to be a respectable, relatable person to be successful. People have to view you as a good leader and a great person. I think you need to be responsible and take credibility, make sure everything is in place, be a leader, and help those who are not on the same level as you. I believe in work ethic, and last but not least, I believe we all work our entire lives to create our own successes. Where life brings you is in your hands. Life may be the car, but you turn the steering wheel.
Hi, my name is Jessica, and this is my reflection. Success is not something that can be measured. Its worth can't be shown in inches or feet, nor can its meaning be restricted to a dictionary's definition. The dictionary defines success as the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. What the aim or purpose is, however, is up to individual interpretation. Throughout the podcast, we saw a wide array of different people with different understandings of success. During this podcast, I learned the importance of personal morals and values and the part they play in one's success. I also learned that the road to success isn't easy. There's bumps, there's detours, and there's even dead ends. People came in from many different careers. While they each held their individual ideas of what success is, they all shared a passion for their work. I learned that success doesn't mean much if you're not happy. The guest that was most influential to me was Mrs. Morrill. She is a nurse educator that values hard work and determination. She started off getting a degree in a career she found she didn't want to pursue. Instead of feeling restricted to that one career, she went back to college to pursue nursing. She recognized her mistake in the degree she first received, but did not let that hold her back from happiness. She has worked hard in her life to teach at the level she does now. Mrs. Morrill had to work, learn, and be a mother all at the same time, but she didn't let these conditions hold her back. Instead, she worked through it and is now pursuing her doctorate. Her level of determination to achieve happiness despite all conditions was inspirational. My idea of success changed from what it was when we first started recording these podcasts. To me, success meant how much money you had. That changed once I spoke with people who have lived through the path to success. They were there to tell us how to reach the end of the tunnel and if the light at the end was worth the darkness it took to reach it. None of the people who came said that success wasn't worth the work. Sitting in a room listening to people who were so obviously happy with their line of work was inspiring, to say the least. It completely changed my priorities. Success became more about the happiness in what one does. Success, in my personal view, is not having any regrets in your career. Whether those regrets be one's career choice or the path they took to get where they are, it doesn't really matter. Not having regrets or working to undo these regrets is the key to success. You can't expect to move forward if you're stuck pondering the what-ifs or wondering what it'd be like if you did this or that when you were younger instead of going out and doing it now. If going back to college is what it takes, then so be it. If you have to lose money, then so be it. I think people forget that money can be earned back, but time can't. People work in a job they hate to have enough money to enjoy themselves during the hours they have off. I think success is to stop working for weekends and 5 o'clock. It's to stop working for a paycheck and to start working for passion. Maybe your home life won't be as glamorous, but at least you're happy.
Go. Hi, my name is Jake, and this is my reflection. After all the interviews throughout the year, I've learned many things from all the guests we had interviewed. One of the most important things I learned through this is that you always need to stay focused on your goal. I also became aware that to be successful, you have to have full dedication to what you want to accomplish. No matter what comes your way, you have to keep on working, because you can only prevail and succeed if you fail. I also learned many new things about all the different fields of work out there, such as being a mayor, working in the electric field, the car business, being a nurse educator, and investing. I found the electric field and car business very interesting to me because the way Mr. Pierleone talked about how his job was, and he had full dedication to his job to be successful. Now the car business, my dad is in, and I've always been interested in the car business from a very young age. The most influential figure that showed up as a guest was my father, Glenn Sawyer, simply due to the fact how much he had to say how to be successful and how to get through the ups and downs. Throughout all of this, I have learned so many things that I will use in my future to get a job, keep my job, and do well in my job. I say from all these interviews that we recorded that I learned many very important things required to get through the work field. My father also taught me things I never knew before about his career, how he got successful in the car business. I was informed by my father about how he got through college and became one of the most grossing profit managers in the car business in New England. My dad has really inspired me to keep on trying through school because he said he wants me to be as successful or even more successful than him. From all the people we interviewed, I have learned many things, as I said before. But I say this again because you need all the things our guest has said to be successful. My definition of success is that you accomplish your goal, not other people's standards, because they always put the goal higher than it should be. Just do what you enjoy, and if you love your job, then you are successful, because you are doing what you love, and that is the point of life.
My name is Aiden, this is my reflection. After interviewing several successful people during our podcast project, I've concluded that success depends on how you look at the world. You could either be satisfied with where you are, or could continue to work towards the height of your career. When dealing with problems, perseverance is one of the biggest tools you could have in order to proceed. Giving up on the career that you work towards may have not been the greatest choice, or it could have been. If you are satisfied with your position, playing it safe might be the better choice, but if you have that hunger to continue and push further in your field, then taking risks might be the chance you have to take. What I learned is that there are many more ways to become successful than you can imagine. If you don't fit the spot in a certain job in your field, you could find another. You may also change the entirety of what you do. Keeping an open mind is very important to find success in other places. Some people believe that college is the best route to take, while others think going straight into a job is better. I believe it all depends on what you do. College is helpful to anyone going into a trade or attempting to make it pro in a sport or really anything that involves higher education, while common man jobs are easier to get if you don't go to college. Getting ahead in life may work easier for some rather than going to college and having to work out of that debt. College decisions could hold a main place in how successful you become. Making sure to handle expenses are not a part of success, but it's something you need to know how to do well if you want that success to make a difference. Making smart decisions and staying away from trouble will help you secure better paying jobs and a wealthier lifestyle. Measuring success does not mean how much money you have, it is how you respect yourself. At the end of the day, the only person's opinion on yourself is your own, and that is how you decide if you've done well. Most people think that success is being respected by society and thought of highly or being socially powerful, where it really depends on how high your standards are for yourself. If you believe you have done all that you can, you are successful, while if you think there is more to be done, you could work harder or give up. A strong work ethic is a key in succeeding at whatever you do. The most influential person to me was Mr. Paglioni. He had grown up thinking he would be one thing, but learned he could truly excel as a lineman. After going to college for a short time, he realized it is not for him and decided to follow his career. He says that working harder than the next guy is what will get you to where you want to go. He told how nowadays most people want to just sit behind a monitor and don't want to get dirty working. He told how not all people are meant for the same thing, and keeping an open mind is important, along with the other tools needed to find what field you would do best at, even if it's not the field you originally thought it was. After doing this project, my definition of success is working hard and smart without cutting corners and learning from your failures. That, along with reaching whatever goal you had set for yourself and or being content with where you got on your way to that goal. I originally thought that success was just gaining wealth or fame or to the top of where you are. I now know it could be anything from having a barbecue that doesn't get ruined to getting to the wealth and fame that you could have. Do not take small things for granted. They will make a difference down the road.
Go. Hi, my name is Brian Kowalik, and this is my reflection. What does it take to be successful? This was the question our STEP class asked numerous successful people. Our interviews throughout this third of the year have revolved around this question. Every person had their own opinion on what it takes to be successful. Some people, like Mr. Draghi, who is the chief investment officer for the city of Hartford, thought that you had to have confidence if you wanted to overcome some major challenges to be able to succeed. Or Mayor Dickinson, who is the mayor of Wallingford, believed that it is the people you surround yourself with to make you successful. Hearing everyone's opinion has formed my own opinion on what it takes to be successful. Throughout my experience in this third of the year, I have learned many things from every interview. One of the main things that I have learned is to have confidence and interest in what you do. This means a lot because if you're not interested in your work, it is very hard to love what you do. I also learned that there will be some things that try to hold you back in life. Like, for example, Mr. Solano in high school tried out for his baseball team, but unfortunately did not make it. Although this was a big setback for him and his love of sports, he still happened to this day make funny remarks towards that one time he didn't make the team, or how the Yankees are still beating the Red Sox in the leaderboards. This relates back how to you have to have confidence. If he didn't have confidence through that time, he may have never kept his love for baseball or even sports in general. One of the final things that I learned was patience. I learned that you have to have patience if you want to succeed in certain situations. This also relates how you can't rush what you're doing and accidentally mess up. Out of all the interviews that we have done this third of the year, there was one interview that I really liked. That one was Mr. Pierloni. At a young age, he never liked school, so he went to Wilcox where he could learn half trade and half school. There he took electrical and wanted to be an electrician. After high school, he realized that college wasn't the thing for him, so he went right into what he learned in high school, which was electrical. He found a job for the Wallingford Electric Division. He now also has a side job of landscaping. His opinion of what it takes to be successful is what made him like me like him a lot more. He states that nowadays no one really wants to work for anything. He believes that just sitting behind a computer and pressing buttons doesn't make you successful or give you a lot of money. He believes that you have to work for what you want and not expect to get paid by just sitting there and working on something that had been done 3 weeks ago. He later goes on to say that his side business and anyone who... He later goes in to say that his side business is very important to him, and that he says that if anyone is not putting in the right effort that they need to put in, he will fire them. And the people that are putting in the right effort will be the ones that stay. I agree with him 100% on what he thinks. Finally, after listening to all of everyone's opinions on what it takes to be successful, I have formed my own opinion on what it takes to be successful. I believe that it is what you want. I believe that if you want to be successful, you have to work for what you have to work for it, but it has to be something you love to do, something you want to do. Also, you have to have confidence in what you do so that you can overcome the difficult challenges that life may throw at you. If you don't have confidence, it just makes what you do harder on yourself. I also like what Mayor Dickinson said. He stated that you have to surround yourself with the correct people, because if you don't, some people may bring you down or possibly turn on you. Also, it has to be people that you like to see you thrive and succeed. In conclusion, this ending for our STEP class has been very inspiring and be remembered greatly as I go on through my years. I also will use this as a reference to look back on what I find truly what I want to do. Finally, I would like to thank everyone for coming in and giving their opinions and really shape what I could be.
Throughout our numerous STEP interviews, we have searched for what it takes to truly be successful in life. All the interviewees have brought up new and interesting points on what characteristics you need to become successful in this day and age. Some interviewees said that you need to be hardworking and persistent. Some said that you need to be down to earth. Some talked about their views on college, but the one thing they all had in common was they were successful people. During this 3-month period of interviews, I've learned many valuable things on how to be successful. The interviewees have taught me that you need to work hard no matter what. Even if you don't like what you are doing, you still need to give it your all. I also learned that even though being successful may mean being rich, it could just be doing what you love no matter what the circumstance. One of the last things I learned is that I have to work for success, and I cannot just tap a button like most kids in our generation think you can do. One of the most influential interviewees and my personal favorite was Mr. Pierloni. Mr. Pierloni is a lineman for the town of Wallingford. For some, this job would be a nightmare, but to Mr. Pierloni, the job is great, and he loves every minute of it. He had always loved working with his hands, and when he got lifted up on the bucket and went into the air, he knew the job was for him. He talked about all his experiences and opportunities he got from the job. At the end of the interview, we asked Mr. Pierloni what he thought it took to be successful in this day and age. Mr. Pierloni said that to be successful, you need to be willing to work your hardest no matter what. He talked to us about how our generation only wants to press a button and make billions. His advice was to always work your hardest because you will stand out from the rest, which will lead to more success in whatever job you get into. Finally, I think success is whatever you make of it. Success could be making money, doing what you love, or having people in life that love you and can help you along the way. Success is open for personal interpretation, and there's no textbook definition of what it is to be successful in life. Every interview had their own definition of what success is, and they all interpreted it in their own way and had their own tips on how they think you could be successful in the modern day. Throughout the numerous months of interviews and STEP class, I've learned many new things on how to be successful in life and what it is to be successful. There is no textbook definition of success, and everyone had their own idea of what success was, but all the definitions had one thing in common. It can only be accomplished through hard work and persistence.